Welcome. Volumes of Value presents insightful reviews of nonfiction books. Expand your horizon with our select list of books which impact society. This episode reviews The Clamor of Lawyers, The American Revolution and Crisis in the Legal Profession by Charles Hoffer and William James Hoffer, Hoffer, published by Cornell University Press, 2018, print length 204 pages. A transcript of this review is at volumesofvalue.blogspot.com. About the authors, Peter Charles Hoffer has taught early American history at Ohio State University, the University of Notre Dame, and Georgia, the latter since 1978. He is the author of John Quincy Adams and the Gag Rule, 1835-1850. William James Hull Hoffer was a Henry Rutgers scholar at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey, before he entered law school, receiving both his JD and PhD. He now teaches at Seton Hall University. He is co-author of The Federal Courts and Essential History. About the book, The Clamor of Lawyers explores a series of extended public pronouncements that British North American colonial lawyers crafted between 1761 and 1776. Most, though not all, were composed outside of the courtroom and detached from ongoing litigation. While they have been studied as political theory, these writings and speeches are rarely viewed as the work of active lawyers, despite the fact that key protagonists in the story of American independence were members of the bar with extensive practices. The American Revolution was, in fact, a lawyer's revolution. Peter Charles Hoffer and William James Hull Hoffer broaden our understanding of the role that lawyers played in framing and resolving the British imperial crisis. The revolutionary lawyers, including John Adams, idol James Otis Jr., Pennsylvania's John Dickinson, and Virginian's Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry, along with Adams and others, deployed the skills of their profession to further the public welfare in challenging times. They were the framers of the American Revolution and the government that followed. Loyalist lawyers and lawyers for the Crown also participated in this public discourse. But because they lost out in the end, their arguments are often slighted or ignored in popular accounts. This division within the colonial legal profession is central to understanding the American Republic that resulted from the Revolution. This book's chapter titles are Preface, Introduction, Chapter 1, The Worst Instrument of Arbitrary Power, Chapter 2, The Alienation of the Affection of the Colonies, Chapter 3, My Dear Countrymen, Rouse Yourselves, Chapter 4, A Right Which Nature Has Given to All Men, Chapter 5, That These Colonies Are Free and Independent States, and lastly, The Conclusion, The Legacy of the Lawyer's American Revolution. Endorsements. Harvard Law Review states, quote, "The Clamor of Lawyers brings the revolution to life through the chronicles of a series of public pronouncements made between 1761 and 1782. Efficient and entertaining, the author's telling of the American Revolution breathes life into the interaction between loyalists and revolutionary lawyers whose public discourse has served as the foundation of American governance." End quote. Daniel Hulsbosch, Charles Seligson Professor of Law, New York University, says, "Peter Charles Hoffer and William James Hoffer ably and coherently argue that revolutionary lawyers were not just dispute managers or wise thinkers penning pamphlets. They were political leaders and government administrators who had bold ideas in their heads and visions of where they wanted their provinces, alone and together, to go. The Clamor of Lawyers is a rich history and a multi-dimensional story of the role of law and lawyers in the nation's founding." End quote. Please like, share, and follow, subscribe to Volumes of Value.